This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A few new developments in the Kawhi Leonard saga with the Clippers. You remember us telling you about that? He was getting paid by a fake company.
The more they keep pulling on the thread here, the more it's clear that the Clippers, whether it's Steve Ballmer or other people in the organization, were paying Kawhi Leonard under the table.
Yeah, so the latest is that a limited partner with the Clippers, so one of the minority owners, was the one who sent nearly $2 million to a now bankrupt company. The tree company.
Aspiration.
You know, so now, here's what you're going to get. Not only are you going to get Suk wallowing about the Mets, but you're going to get me wallowing about the Mets because I'm watching it too. I should just change the channel, but it's already 1-0
Rangers. I should change it as well because it's told you it's not going to go.
It's not.
I've accepted our demise.
So the company was Aspiration, whatever. Okay, so they were the one that paid Kawhi $28 million for an endorsement deal in which he did nothing.
Yes.
And the insinuation is that because Ballmer is a $50 million investor in Aspiration, that's how they circumvented the cap and they were paying Kawhi to do nothing, but they were giving him extra to get him to play for the Clippers. Okay. Yes. So it turns out that one of the Clippers owners is the one who sent $2 million to Kawhi or to Aspiration to pay Kawhi for his no-show job. Well, now, and I don't know if it's Pablo Torre that's figured this out.
Yeah, he's
the one. It was. He dropped the latest crumb.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was that back in 2022, Leonard played in 26% of games due to right knee stiffness before the reported $1.75 million delayed payment was made by Aspiration, which that's the payment that came from the Clippers minority owner.
Yes.
The day after it was deposited, Leonard went on to play 82% of the Clippers' total games to close out the season.
Yeah. Awful coincidence.
Sure seems like Kawhi was like, well, you're late on my payment and I've got stiffness. Oh, we're good. So,
dude.
Yeah, it's...
He had them over a barrel.
Yes. Well, and it's since come out that he was asking for a bunch of these perks to stay in Toronto. He wanted a piece of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Isn't even possible.
It's not even possible.
And they were getting increasingly uncomfortable with it, which is why it was easier for them to kind of move on from him.
And so basically, he's got this uncle that basically it works as his de facto voice, and they were asking for a bunch of illegal ways around the salary cap. So this kind of reeks of Cam Newton, where they were asking one school for illegal money, and then that school wasn't comfortable doing it, and so they end up in another place, and we're like, no, we just came here out of the goodness of our heart. So it sounds like he was asking the Lakers, he was asking the Raptors, and that suddenly the Clippers came out of nowhere, and he signed with LA. They gave up a butt ton to go get Paul George, which apparently he demanded or he wasn't going to sign there. And now we have clearly this $28 million package that gets worse and worse and worse. I mean, at some point, Steve Ballmer, you look like a clown trying to explain this away as like coincidence. Like, we know what happened. Now the question becomes, you know, what is Adam Silver willing to do about it? Or does he have any teeth at all? Or is he afraid of Ballmer and this is kind of going to get swept under the rug? But Pablo's not stopping. Pablo just kind of keeps grinding on this.
And as people have pointed out, it almost feels as though Pablo puts something out, he waits for people to deny stuff, yeah. and then he blasts them with something new that their deniability goes out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, he baits them.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
I do too.
But just the idea that
I'm here
Kawhi
for
Leonard's like, hey, you guys haven't paid me and Aspiration doesn't have any money to pay. One of the Clippers owners gives him $2 million and miraculously that payment gets made the next day. And
he's feeling better.
And now he's playing the very next day? I mean, jeebus.
Yeah.
If Pablo Torre is finding this out, look, if Adam Silver doesn't want to find out about this, this is like when a school investigates itself and then they find out that they've done no wrong. Hey, we did a thorough internal investigation and we found out we're even better than we thought. Like, this is an embarrassment to the NBA.
So I know you like it, the occasional drink.
What, me?
Well, a lot of people think you're Mormon.
No.
Oh, you're not?
I did go to that institution, though. I was for a brief period.
This is breaking news.
Yeah. I mean, for those that listen to the show, we know your story, but some people may not. And they think BYU, oh, the Mormon guy?
I'd like to have a drink. Or two. Or
we all do. Yeah. I think all three of us do.
Thank you.
So does Terrell Hatton of golf fame.
Yes.
So I wanted to play you a little audio to inspire you guys for your weekend of partying. Now, do this all responsibly, okay?
Well, I'll be drinking at Jerry's at about 7:15, so let's go.
But Hatton made the European Ryder Cup team.
Yes.
He's from England. And he explained, so he was doing his media press conference for this tournament that they're all playing at on the DP World Tour this week. Because they're all tuning up for the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Both teams are in their respective corners. The U.S. guys are all playing in Napa.
Getting ready to pounce.
And the European guys are all playing overseas, and they're going to meet in New York.
And then have a rumble. In America, yeah!
2 weekends, we get the Ryder Cup. I tell you what, Buck mentioned it. The Ryder Cup, 2 weekends, the weekend of the 27th, 28th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Ryder Cup, the last weekend of the Major League Baseball races.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Oregon Penn State.
And I think there's other headline NCAA games that weekend, too. But for Northwesterners here, that's going to be nice.
Dude, let's go.
So once they called Hatton and told him he was on the Ryder Cup team, he said he got housed.
When I did actually get back into the room, I fell across the bed sideways and face down in that position, and then I've woken myself up throwing up in that position. I've then fallen back asleep in that position, and then as I've woken up, I've got like sick all down my arms, both sides, all down my shirt. I get off the bed, I walk around to the bathroom looking there, I'm like, oh god, I've got sick in my face, in my beard. How I set an alarm to make the flight for the a few hours' time, I don't know. But yeah, then waking up in a slightly more sober state was horrendous. Having to clean up that. I mean, I ended up calling Emily. I was like, I don't know what to do. I mean, I was rushing to make the room somewhat acceptable before leaving.
So he did say, so did you catch up? Did everybody catch on?
Yes.
So he got to the hotel room, he passed out,
yeah.
Woke up, puked all over himself, passed out.
Same position.
Woke up again, sick all over him.
Yeah.
He had to clean it up. He did say that he left money on the
For a
hotel
and that's what,
nightstand.
Know, yeah.
And he said, he left a note. He said, throw this stuff away, you don't clean it. But he piled it up, which I thought was nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. What do you leave on a tip on that? Couple hundred?
For a guy like him, he's worth millions.
Yeah.
I think.
You're leaving $300, $400
$500.
I was going to say. Like, you're leaving a couple
hundred.
You just soiled their whole.
You just destroyed a set of sheets and some other stuff and caused the carpet cleaning, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, they'll overlook. They'll be like, I mean, if I were someone cleaning hotel rooms and I saw that, I would be pissed. Yeah. But then if there were $500 sitting on the nights, I'd be like, okay, fine.
That's fine. And you're right. You just set it on fire. Now, the question also becomes, as an experienced barman,
what was he drinking?
Well,
or like, how do you get that?
That's what I want to know. So this is one of those, like, is he must not be much of a drinker.
Or he's a problem drinker.
Or he's a, yeah.
It's that. We don't have the audio of that because it was kind of, it was a lot of back and forth, but he basically says, when people go hard and drink, I'm the guy that always throws up. Like, this is what happens when I drink. I go hard and I go so hard that I do this. Okay. It's happened before. If we win at Bethpage, it'll happen again.
He's that guy. He was saying that some people don't puke after getting really housed. Sure. I almost never do.
Yeah.
But he says he does. He just has to get rid of it. So he's always.
But when you hear what he's drinking, it makes sense that he'd have to get it out.
Yeah. So of course you're going to throw up. Listen to this. This is what he had to drink.
Okay. Well, I had like 6 glasses of wine at dinner. And then I had a double gin and tonic, first drunk at a very normal rate. And then John was deciding what he wanted. And he said, this round is sour. So I was like, perfect. Go on then. So they just go down very easily. And then I was an idiot and started the chant of basically getting someone to down it. Which then every cocktail that then followed was a shot. So we then ran out of this Rana sour. The guy at the bar made some hazelnut sour, which wasn't great. There was a few of them. Then there was a margarita. And then there was this strawberry vodka thing. Impressive.
So 6 glasses of wine.
He's in the teens.
Di Serrano sours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you missed the double gin and tonic.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Double gin and tonic.
But he drank those. Actually, there was 2 of those, but he drank them at a regular rate.
A very normal rate, yeah.
So that's 6. That's 10 right there.
Di Serrano sours.
Which is really sweet. Di Serrano's amaretto flavored liquor.
By the way, those are pretty delightful, I might add.
Dude.
So we're 10, and then I don't know how many Di Sorrentos he had, but let's assume that he had 2 of those.
And then he said they switched to hazelnut sours. That's like a Frangelico sour. He said it wasn't good, and it doesn't sound good either.
Then a margarita?
Yeah.
And then a strawberry vodka thing?
Yeah. So we're
and some shots?
Yeah, we're in 20.
20 drinks?
We're at 20. Nice.
By the way, listen, I have to. Yes. Yes.
Why? Why?
Well, because it's just so predictable.
What?
The Mets and Rangers are in the first inning.
I told you.
It is the top of the first. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is 6-0 in favor of Texas. Jonah Tong did not get out of the first inning. They are pulling him. So
6-0.
I mean, the Mets are... I mean, last night we were at Alinea. We were talking about the Mets, and they were up 4-0
in the first inning.
And very predictably, we said they would be down
6-4
by the fourth.
No, I was off.
You were off. They were down 6-4 by the sixth.
Yeah, and lost 6-4.
But going into tonight, it was kind of predictable with Jacob DeGrom pitching for Texas and the rookie for the Mets. Like, if I had said, hey, Sook, Texas is going to be up 6-0, and Tong's not even going to... They're going to bat around before he gets pulled.
Yeah.
You would be like, yeah, that absolutely tracks.
Yes, 100%.
And that's what happened.
I do appreciate that the Mets, before, they tried to pull a Northwestern, like with Dan Lanning, and they sucked up to DeGrom. They played a big like video tribute to him and like gave him a standing ovation, like, please don't kick our ass. But it doesn't matter because we gave up six runs, and that not even out of the first inning yet. And I don't think the Reds play today, but the Giants do. The only saving grace is they're playing the Dodgers, but the Mets could be a half game up in the wild card after tonight. Actually, the Reds do play the Athletics, so...
I hate to say it, this game is over already.
Yeah, we're not going to score six runs.
No, not against DeGrom. No. Or at least you shouldn't.
No, it is. Well, and you're also assuming that the bullpen that's coming in right now is not going to give up another run. I can assure you that they will. 100%.
Well, anyway, Tyrrell Hatton, European Ryder Cupper, drank a lot when he was...
It's a nice evening.
That's a big evening.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
And yeah, there's a lot of sugar in what he was drinking.
Yeah, that doesn't get me as much. I don't, like, you know, people the say sugar? You shouldn't like mix liquors. I don't have any problem with
as
that.
As a big rum guy, that's not surprising.
Because you
don't have an issue with that. The rum drinks get too sweet, no, too quick.
The only thing that ever gives me a hangover is wine.
Tannins?
The red wine. Yeah, red wine will, if we drink a bunch of red wine, I will wake up with a headache. Other than that, you're fine. You're good. You're good.
Not Tyrrell Hatton.
No. I do appreciate, though, his willingness to throw down.
I think he's an animal.
I like it.
Everyone
needs one of those.
He's the same guy that's always yelling and cursing out. Oh, my God. Sorry. He's the same guy that's always yelling and cursing out there.
Yeah. He's Captain F-Bomb on the hot mic.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
But you know what?
He's got a good sense of humor.
I'll tell you what. If I had to drink with one person on the Ryder Cup team, I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
You can always find, like, I'll make eye contact with that guy. Like, if you're at a bar and you're like, we doing this? Or like, let's go.
No, I think on the European team, I think I'm going with Shane Lowry.
Yeah?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, he'd be more fun than Hatton's just an ass. Who would you most want to have a drink with on the U.S. Ryder Cup team?
Because
it's not a great squad. Justin Thomas?
Maybe.
No.
You think, what?
It's not Morikawa. It's not Scheffler. It's not.
They all seem just.
Oh, Ben Griffin, maybe.
Sam Burns.
I don't know enough. I don't know enough about Ben Griffin.
Well, we told you he's pretty funny. Like he's the one that is having a good time with his rise this year.
Oh yeah.
And
is JJ Spawn a good hang?
Doesn't seem it.
She's a skateboarder. Maybe he's cool.
You gotta hang out with the doucher, are you?
Shoffley, DeChambeau. Maybe it is DeChambeau.
Boy,
what an indictment.
Does DeChambeau like?
I don't think so.
No?
He doesn't seem like a partier. I know he likes porn. I've heard that.
Well, supposedly he works out in his garage with his buddies, and while they're working out on the big screen, there's porno.
I've heard that he watches porn on the range.
Boy, the idea...
I mean, but who doesn't, of course?
Well, just the idea of someone being like, hey, man, you want to come over and work out? And I'm like, yeah, I'll come over. And then, like... By the way, here's Ass Blasters Part 12. Like, what? What are you...
It is an odd thing to just choose to have on in the background. It's like...
And I get that it's his house and it's his gym, so his buddies have to go along with it. You need better friends, because there needs to be one friend that's like, hey, dip-ass, we're not doing this.
Well, and like, okay, on the range... How about some music? Can we do some music? Or maybe put on Gladiator, but porn on the range?
Apparently.
Weird.
I've heard some tales of that. It's got a bit of a problem. A lot of people saying.
Who wants Naughty Stepmom 7? Well, I've seen 1 through 4. I feel like I might be a little lost because I haven't seen the entire anthology.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
YouTube suggesting that Scottie Scheffler could be a kind of a low-key good hang that people aren't aware of.
I don't believe it.
I don't think so.
I don't.
Somebody mentioned Keegan Bradley, and it might be that.
Dude, I bet you Scottie Scheffler, one, he's going to talk about Jesus a lot, and he's just... that. No, I'm not. I can't. That is not a low-key good hang.
Sam Burns... Ben Griffin, maybe Keegs. And then if you get into the assistant captains, Kevin Kisner would be fun.
Oh, for sure he can tie one on. I thought you were onto something with Justin Thomas, though. I think that guy is a decent hang.
Okay. Look, it's slim pickings.
At least watch college football with him. Big Alabama fan.
All right. Coming up next.
Roll Tide.
It is time for In the News. We have fake bomb threats. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.